Incidences of gun violence at schools in the U.S. are increasingly dominating the national spotlight, raising questions about school security and what can be done to ensure the safety of students. As APRN's Josh Edge reports, Anchorage schools are taking a proactive approach.
Tom Roth is the chief operating officer of the Anchorage School District. His position supervises everything from buses to student lunches to safety. He says the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in December 2012 was a watershed event for education.
That event really generated a significant effort to improve the physical security in all the schools.
The shooting left more than 25 people dead at a Newtown, Connecticut elementary school. Improving the physical security of schools requires renovations, especially among older buildings, which Roth says were not necessarily designed with security top of mind.
In older schools, you'll see the offices remote from the front entrance, whereas if you were to go into a newer school, say Clark Middle School here in Anchorage, Clark Middle School, probably one of the newest schools that we've got. The offices are at the front entrance. The principals are able to observe anybody walking up to and into the school, as are the administrators.
In addition to moving the main offices, the district is also adding remote locking capabilities to the doors and installing new security camera systems. The Sandy Hook shootings did not only change the district's thoughts on the physical aspects of security, but on the mental and emotional aspects as well. So, at the beginning of this school year, the Anchorage School District implemented a new response strategy known as ALICE. It stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Confront, and Evacuate.
Say if I'm in one end of the school and I discover as a teacher that there is an intruder on the far end of the school that I'm significantly away from, then one of the things I can do, I can evacuate potentially the building with my students to get them away from the risk.
That's a change from the old strategy of just staying put and locking classrooms down. And Roth says the new system has received a lot of positive feedback from teachers.
I think that they feel more secure because they feel more trained and ready to react in an appropriate way.
As of mid-November, Roth says all of the district's school staff finished ALICE training. And now schools will hold regularly scheduled ALICE drills, where students will react to instructions from teachers that could range from locking down a classroom to evacuating out a side door. Roth believes the combination of physical and mental preparation serves as a deterrent. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.